USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says Thursday's Salute to America will feature planes, tanks, fireworks, and a few surprises. Speaking to reporters at the White House, Trump says America's military might will be on display for the 4th of July event on the National Mall. He also notes there will be flyovers by fighter jets, other planes, along with tanks stationed at various spots. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating Sunday morning's plane crash at Addison Airport just outside of Dallas, Texas, that claimed the lives of 10 people, including two children. NTSB Vice Chairman Bruce Landsberg discusses the efforts to review the entire voice recording.
A CVR group comprised of technical experts will convene in the near future at the NTSB headquarters in Washington, D.C. to review the entire cockpit voice recording and accident recording, and they will produce a written transcript.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The White House says the president is in a wait-and-see mode regarding Iran.
He's been incredibly patient and non-impulsive, really flying in the face of many people's irrational predictions about his leadership qualities, and Iran is the latest example of that.
That's counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, speaking earlier on Fox and Friends. Iran has begun enriching uranium past the levels allowed in the 2015 nuclear agreement. This comes after the White House walked away from the deal and reimposed sanctions on Iran. Chicago police are preparing for a traditionally violent 4th of July weekend. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says they'll be focusing on policing high crime areas and downtown areas of the city.
You know, everyone's welcome to come and enjoy the city, but we won't tolerate misbehavior. And we have some historical flashpoints around the city where we will be monitoring them during the 4th of July.
This past weekend, over 50 people in Chicago were shot, and Johnson says if you see something suspicious, to say something. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The attorney for Andy Ngo, the conservative journalist who was attacked by Antifa during a protest in Portland on Saturday, says she plans to hold the city government responsible for his beating. Harmeet Dillon tells Fox News that the city failed to keep everyone safe during the protest.
Well, the police chief is responsible for actually designing the plan and providing where the police are, but the mayor and the city leadership ultimately give the instructions to the authorities as to where they're supposed to go. Now, the situation on the ground in Portland and policing is so bad that the sheriffs of the adjoining counties have refused to send mutual aid to Portland because they don't want their own officers to be assaulted. Portland has consistently understaffed these types of incidents. There have been many incidents. This is not the first incident. So they knew, they were aware that this was going to happen, and they did nothing to prevent it.
Portland Mayor Democrat Ted Wheeler did come out and condemn the attacks, but according to Dillon,
his words are empty platitudes, and the Twitter ratio on that tweet represents the fact that nobody is buying it. And, you know, even liberal First Amendment lawyers are very upset about this. Journalists should not be attacked despite of their political persuasion. And Portland's Antifa runs wild. And there are other people who are injured who are not pictured in videos for their privacy. They're concerned that Antifa will target them.
Police were not seen in the video of Ngo's attack. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.